When you hear the word graffiti, you don't necessarily associate it with something cozy. But if you're looking at a yarn bomb, that's essentially what you've got. Yarn bombing, also known as guerrilla knitting, involves covering public structures or objects in a colorful, non-permanent way. And UAA just got tagged. APRN's Heather Arono has the story.
The Balancing Arcs statue, also known as Happy Man, sits at the entrance of UAA. During the summer, it's a fountain. Throughout the winter, it functions more as a stoic welcome to the campus. But at the end of the spring semester, the Happy Man looked a little different.
We basically made him a sweater. That's what we did.
That's Coleman Alguire, a freshly minted UAA graduate from Ketchikan with a degree in justice and a minor in art. Alguire, 22, is just finishing up a fiber structures class, which teaches knitting and weaving among many other forms of textile artwork. Alguire says he and the students in his class were interested in drawing attention to the fiber arts program in an eye-catching way. Inspired from watching the film Handmade Nation, he says a yarn bomb seemed like the right course of action.
And you want to leave a mark somewhere, but you don't want it to be permanent, and you don't want it to be destructive to something else. And so if you take knitting and just apply it to a surface, you've completely changed the meaning of the surface, the type of surface that it's applied to, the texture of the surface, the color, and it adds all of this background information to it.
The yarn bomb is made up of a collection of multicolored knitted pieces that were connected mostly using twist ties. Alguire says he wasn't at all concerned about someone being offended by putting it up.
It's yarn. It's very removable, and that's the greatest thing about yarn bombing, is that you're doing this thing, you're doing this gesture, this guerrilla gesture that takes people, and they notice it, but it's not permanent.
Alguire's fiber arts teacher was fully supportive of his guerrilla tactics. In fact, she assigned it. Karen Lowell, the fiber program coordinator, likes to integrate one assignment in her classes where students don't ask permission to install their art. They just put it up for a little while and then take it back down.
I like the idea of having a creative gesture that makes people look at their physical environment in a different way.
Lowell says a few years ago she didn't really give guerrilla knitting a whole lot of thought because she had only seen it done on a small scale. But after she saw the 2010 Christmas Eve yarn bomb on the Wall Street Bull in New York City by artist Crocheted Olick, Lowell says she was impressed.
And that's ballsy. That's badassery. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing. It's like, all right, that's the kind of thing you can do. You can only do that with fiber. You can't, what else? What would you use to do something like that? So she's my personal hero.
Lowell says the yarn bombing of the statue at UAA isn't just to draw attention to her program, but it's also a way to draw attention to the structure itself.
We just get numb and things do turn invisible just with familiarity. And so, yeah, it's another way of calling attention. And we picked that one because it is formally very strong. You know, it's got the little paired arch of the legs and then the upraised arch of the arms and then the head. And formally, you can put plainer material on it and it looks good. So you call attention to something that has turned into the backdrop.
As part of the project, Lowell, Alguire, and a few other students removed the yarn bomb 2 weeks after it was put up. Lowell says plans for the next project will begin when the fall semester starts. In Anchorage, I'm Heather Arono.